STR podcasts are made possible through the generous donations of our listeners. To support STR today, go to str.org and click on Donate in the upper right-hand corner.
This is Brett Kunkel, and you're listening to the Bulletproof Podcast.
All right, I am up here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am on a Utah mission trip, and I am partnering with a school, Upland Christian Academy. They are from Southern California, and actually, this is our sixth year partnering together, and sitting here with me in my little room in Calvary Chapel, Salt Lake City, where that's the church that's hosting us, where we're staying at. Sitting in the room here with me, I'm joined by Gabriel Pagel. He is the head Bible teacher at Upland Christian Academy. Gabe, you and I have had a great partnership for 6 years, and specifically in doing these mission trips and also the training and stuff. So I guess kind of look back on this, and what has been the big value in this? What has been, you know, stuff that you kind of say, hey, the reason we keep doing this year after year is because.
Yeah, that's a great question.
All my questions are great.
Sometimes. I would say that the value that we see as a school is getting the students out of their normal everyday life, where they think of the Bible as some kind of academic thing that they have to do in order to get a grade, and they start getting put in situations where they realize that this is really the center of their life, and putting them in its situations where they have to become a little uncomfortable and rely back on Jesus more, and rely back on what they've learned about him, and learned about other things that support our knowledge and faith in him.
Yeah, and I think this is a really huge challenge, I think, for Christian educators, particularly, you know, when you have kind of this model where, you know, you go to school, you sit in a classroom all day long, and that's a difficult thing when you're trying to help develop, nurture the faith of these young people, and not just teach them, you know, the facts, but also have these this stuff become real life for them. And so, I mean, that's a unique challenge. So these trips, one of the things they do, and this is one thing that I talk a lot about doing, is making sure we get the teaching out of the classroom and into real life. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge value, I think, for someone who's a Christian educator. Now, mm-hmm. this gives you kind of that ability to do that. Mm-hmm. You've been at Upland Christian for 9 years
now. This is my ninth year, yeah.
Yeah. So, which is great. You'd be able to provide some stability as a kind of heading up the Bible department there. So what are the kind of things that you teach? What are the kind of, maybe give us a quick overview of the classes, the content that you're giving them, and then we'll specifically kind of get into the content for these trips.
The Bible program as a whole, we take from a worldview focus, and we're trying to see our students start to think in terms of there really is a God, and man really does have a certain nature, and that we really need to be seeing the spiritual world all around us. So to that end, we start the freshman year with some basics. We have them go through a book called Knowing the Bible 101, and try and show the basic overview of the Bible in some of the little things we'd often call trivia, but is very foundational to seeing the big picture, which will come later that we teach. And then after we go through Knowing the Bible 101, and we also go through Sean McDowell's book, Ethics, with them, because we want them to get some of these applied ideas really early so that they can start thinking. His book starts with truth and different things like that. And so we use that kind of as a foundational text. The sophomore year is centered around the life of Christ, but in order to do that well, we think that you need to have kind of the idea of how Scripture is pointing to Christ. And so we do meta-narrative, and we do it in different ways. The teacher who's doing it right now does a fantastic job showing how Shalom weaves through the Bible, and Jesus is the culmination of that, showing how Sabbath weaves through the Bible, and Jesus is the culmination of that. And then we also, that year, spend quite a bit of time giving the reasons why we think the Gospels are historically reliable. And we go through J. Warner Wallace's book, Cold Case Christianity, for that. And the students love it because it's just a great book for illustrations and the detective angle and all of that. Junior year, we focus on the gospel of grace through the book of Romans. And I've yet to actually finish the entire book of Romans in a year. But we focus on that whole book and how Paul lays out in a very clear form that why we need the good news and what the good news does and how that changes our lives. Then senior year, we have two different classes. One is worldview and apologetics, and that's that I teach. We go through different worldviews, and I do a lot of applying it to things the students will often encounter. So we do a lot of the book Hollywood worldviews type things where this movie is promoting this type of worldview. And I try and show them that it can be good art, even if it's a worldview that we don't necessarily agree with all the time. We analyze a lot of the songs that they listen to and show how they all tell stories, and these stories come from a certain perspective. The other half of senior year is kind of like a practical applied worldview, focusing on marriage and the family and just general living well in a practical manner. So we look at how to budget well. We look at how to love others around us well, be it people we're romantically involved with, people we're family with, people that we just come into contact every day. And we did a new thing this year using the book, The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis for that. And that's been going pretty fantastically.
Okay, so good. So that gives us a little overview of kind of what you cover in 4 years, what you want to try to – I mean, obviously you can't cover everything, but these are things that you guys see as really important and essential. And then then 6 years ago, we came in and started partnering with you on these mission trips. So we started with Utah and taken to Utah, and the next year we went to Berkeley.
No, it was the other way around.
Oh, we start with Berkeley. Okay, start with Berkeley, then Utah. So this is our 6 year, so we've done 3 Berkeley trips, and this is our 3rd Utah trip. And now that first year, how many students – do you remember how many students went on that first trip?
The first Berkeley trip had 23 students.
Okay, 23 students. The last Berkeley trip we took in the spring here had how many?
Had 43.
43 students, and we've just seen the trip – grow in numbers.
Yeah.
And we're here in Utah, and we have, 38 students?
We have 41 students.
41 students.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've seen it grow. Why do you think the trip has grown?
It seems to me that the trip has grown in numbers because there's a culture at the school now of wanting to get out of the classroom and actually do this type of application of faith. It's grown so big that even this last summer, I took some students that wanted to just to the beach, and we did passing out materials. They started up conversations. And
so you've seen the value of the mission trips. And so it's like, well, hey, let's do some day trips too. Mm-hmm. And I mean, let's just take kids out to some place where people are gathering and do some witnessing.
Yep. Yeah. And it's been great. they've really latched on to it. They think it's a little bit harder to do it at the beach or near home for some reason. And that could be because they've kind of gotten back into some of the home life type of atmosphere. But once they're there, you give them a little push and they really go with it. And I think it just comes from this culture.
So the first year you actually didn't, you limit it to juniors and seniors, right?
Yeah.
And then decided to open it up to freshmen through seniors.
Right, right.
Yeah, and why did you do that?
I did that for a couple of reasons. Most importantly was I wanted to give students more opportunities to start this and continue it going whenever possible. At first, we were a little afraid that some of the students hadn't learned enough or whatever in their Bible classes. And I think that as we were going along, we were realizing where they learn it most deeply is they learn, oh, we've talked about this in Bible class, but they do that on the trip. They figure out, oh, that's why this applies. Or so getting freshmen that opportunity, and we have more freshmen this year than we've ever had before.
Yeah.
Just gives them that much to go off of and to look back on and say, we can do this. And there's nothing as great as seeing some of those freshmen holding their own with the graduate students at BYU or last year the graduate students at Berkeley.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things we want to do is just raise the bar for students even when they're younger. And I suggest apologetic training should start in fourth and fifth grade. Don't wait till junior high or high school, but even start younger. And then when they start getting that at those younger ages, then they're going to be further along the way when they do get into junior high and high school. And so with these students, you know, getting them on a trip like this when they're a freshman, that really then helps to kind of set the course for them a little bit. And for their study and for how seriously they take their study, you know, in worldview class or in Romans or whatever. And I think kind of just it helps to kind of speed up that maturity for them spiritually. So, and plus freshmen can handle it.
Yep. I mean,
we see freshmen come on these trips and they thrive. Okay. So, Gabe, what do you do to get the kids prepared for these trips?
They do a lot of reading, more for the Berkeley trip than they do for the Utah trip. Mostly because your little booklet for the Utah trip is a little bit shorter. They do a lot of reading. We spend some time going through the chapters at lunches during school. We do bring in different speakers. This year you came and did the retreat, which you did six sessions. We had Jay Warner Wallace come and do a fantastic presentation on why we can't trust Joseph Smith. We had...
And this is all stuff that is above and beyond.
Yes, this class is not during class time. Yeah. When they sign up for these trips, they're signing up for training outside of class, and it's very vigorous training. Actually, much more vigorous than my class is because I've got different levels of just availability of students and different levels of desirability from those students to actually learn. So we also had a session on just the Mormon church history. We had a session on why we can trust the Bible done by some of the people here. And we do a lot of prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. So students are getting a lot of preparation for these trips. Any students that have gone on these trips or maybe have gone on multiple trips that are now out of your school that have graduated, moved on, but you've been able to maybe kind of see how the Bible program and the trips and all that you do has maybe had a huge impact on some of these kids. Any examples?
Yeah, actually, two things. One, this and both of these happened within this last year. There's been others before, but these are fresh on my mind. One student went to Liberty University, and he just said that the classes are basically what we've already done with a lot of the things And he said that that's partly the Bible program, but it's mostly the Utah and Berkeley trip.
So he's gotten a level of training.
Yeah.
That now he's going to college and going, wait, I already got this stuff.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Another student went to Pepperdine this year, and she sent me a message saying, thank you so much. We had involved her in that debate at Berkeley last year, that debate on morality and if God best explains the existence of morality and all that. She sent me a message saying that she's been the most complimented by her professor at Pepperdine in her, it's like a bioethics class, and just it prepared her so much with good thoughts. And she said he doesn't agree with her on almost anything, but he understands the value of the thing she's saying, and she's not felt frightened by any of these ideas because she's heard them all before.
Yeah. She's become a good thinker.
Yeah, none of these things are surprising to them. They say, okay, I've heard this, or even when they haven't heard something, they now don't feel defensive. They now feel that they can take a step back, say, okay, what does that mean? Why should I believe that? Why should I take what you're saying as true as opposed to what I've already believed?
That's, I think, a tremendous value of getting out of the classroom into real life, because you're not just giving them pat answers and say, here, you know, give this answer. You know, here's the answer for this question. But on these trips, they're forced to have to think for themselves.
And that's a continuous struggle of mine, is that in classes, they want to know what's the exact formula to get an A. And when they come on the trips, they try and do that same thing, but we don't let them. And in the class, I try not to let them go that route, but it's much harder because I really do have grades I'm giving and all of that.
And a third example is Molly.
Yeah.
Right. Another student who's now applied for an internship here in Utah with a ministry to Mormons.
Yeah. She was so impacted by the trips that we took, especially the Utah trip, that she's now going to be starting in January with Tri Grace.
Yeah. And I think, I think one of the huge takeaways in all this and why we're kind of reviewing this with Gabe here is just because we're able to see firsthand how these mission trips, the Utah trip, the Berkeley trip, have a huge impact. Now, you might be sitting out there going, "Well, I can't do one of those full trips." That's okay, because I'm not here just promoting the trips. I want to promote a different way of thinking, kind of even approaching education, and helping us to realize that whether you're a parent, a Christian educator, a youth pastor, is that you got to do the classroom stuff, and that's important, and we got to get kids reading and reading apologetic books and reading theology and doing our teaching and doing our lectures and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But really, I think by the time they're in high school, we have got to get them. We got to figure out ways to get them out of the classroom and into real life. So maybe it's not going on a week long Berkeley or mission trip through, you know, Stand to Reason, but maybe it's just taking a day trip to the local mosque or the Buddhist temple or going someplace where people gather and doing surveys. There's all kinds of things, meeting with the local humanist group, all kinds of things that people can do in their different contexts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't even do it just with role play. Role plays are great, but if they know you already, they know you're just role playing, and they're not afraid of it. They're not working hard to figure it out. They're like, it's just that guy.
Yeah, it's practice. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's practice, but man, there's nothing like live fire. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like the real battle. And so, anyway, Gabe, thanks for your time. Thanks for being the kind of Christian educator who takes this stuff seriously and who cares about his kids and who does the hard work, because I know this is all extra work that you put on your plate that you're not being financially compensated for, but you see the huge value in it and the impact, and it's been a great partnership we've had for 6 years, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.